Magic, we've got you covered with Canon, Sony and Nikon cameras because memories are best kept in high definition. From stylish smartwatches, laptop bags and travel bags to power banks for those long trips.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Praising Airtel's commitment to addressing public concerns around network reliability and service performance. Mutati says $107 million investment in upgrading and rolling out over 400 network sites is a significant step towards improving service quality and expanding connectivity. The minister adds that this will not only improve quality of service but also connect more people and enable broader participation in digital economy in the country. Meanwhile, Airtel Zambia Managing Director Hassan Badeli reaffirms the company's commitment to national development through sustainable investment in network quality and reliance. The Nyumbayanga Tower upgrade has reduced reliance on the national grid, enabling an uninterrupted 24-hour network operation and serving over 2,000 customers in the surrounding area. Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Minupi has revealed that the assessment of existing infrastructure is currently underway to prepare for the expansion of National Assembly following the enactment of the Minister into law. Speaking to the meeting, Minupi says the team from the Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, led by Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama, will visited the National Assembly earlier this week to carry out the review. He has revealed that the expansion is being planned to cater for 260 members of Parliament in line with the recent piece of registration and construction work is scheduled for completion before August 2026. Minupi says the assessment is examining the Assembly's current layout, structure capacity and service to determine the scope of work, timeline, and technical requirements before detailed design and procurement. He has assured that the ministry is treating the project with urgency to ensure that the National Assembly is fully prepared to operate efficiently following the enactment of Bill No. 7. Still in local news, the Human Rights Commission, HRC, has called on government agencies to take immediate action to address environmental rights violations in Zambia. Speaking in the high-level dialogue of environmental rights advocacy in Zambia, Human Rights Commission Director of Research and Planning, Foster Hamuyume, has emphasized that the government has a duty to protect citizens from environmental harm. Hamuyume has highlighted the interconnectedness of environmental protection and human rights, stating that a clean, healthy environment is essential for the enjoyment of fundamental rights such as life, food, and health. The Human Rights Commission Director also emphasized the involvement nature of human rights, with cooperation increasingly playing a significant role in environmental governance. He stressed that the business has a responsibility to respect human rights and operate with the diligence going beyond mere legal compliance. The call to action comes as Zambia faces significant environmental challenges, including deforestation and climate change. The Lift Zambia project, implemented by the Center for Environmental Justice and supported by the Naujum Church Aid and Danish Church Aid, aims to empower the community to address these issues and promote environmental rights. The project focuses on increasing access to public finance, fighting inequality, and protecting the environment. Hamuyume aids civil society organizations to continue advocating for environmental rights and holding businesses and governments accountable for their actions. The event highlighted the importance of collaboration between government, civil society, and communities to address environmental challenges and promote sustainable development in Zambia. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has reached a staff-level agreement with Zambia, unlocking a prospective of $190 million disbursement and marking the completion of the country's extended credit facility program. The agreement signals that Zambia has broadly met agreed macroeconomic and infrastructure benchmarks, reinforcing policy credibility at a critical juncture. The disbursement will provide much needed liquidity support and reinforce reserve, helping stabilize the balance of payment and caution short-term foreign exchange volatility. Government spokesperson, Minister of Information and Media, Cornelius Mweka, welcomed the development, saying it is a testament to the government's commitment to implementing reforms and strengthening macroeconomic stability. The IMF's executive board is expected to consider the final review in the coming weeks